systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Well, today is Friday, June 11th, 2010. My name is Matthew.
And my name is Danny.
Daniel. And?
Sean.
Hi, Sean. Still with us, still not dead. What's up?
What's up?
This is Ep 360. Thank you all for joining us, except for Amham. I'm just kidding. Thank you also, Amham. 406-204-4687, that's the number to call live. Of course, thejamhole.com/live is where you should probably be watching these at. Sean, you have pneumonia. Go.
I'm really sick, and it sucks.
All right. Fantastic.
All right, cool.
Did you do that on purpose? You're like, I'll show that fucker. I'm going to catch pneumonia, and then I'm going to move in.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's like bringing an STD into this threesome.
Pretty much.
Threesome Watch 2010. Do we have any updates on that?
Yeah,
updates? Not really. Things got a little tense between me and Danny the other day while you were gone.
A little hot and heavy?
She gave me a brosage.
What?
Nice. Not really.
I'm glad somebody can do that for you.
Hey, people in the chat are arguing that I'm redneck. Could one of you please explain that I'm not?
She is absolutely redneck.
Totally fucking redneck.
Redneck truck? Check. Likes to fish? Check. Doesn't like sucking cock? Check. Don't like niggers? Check.
What?
Can gut a pig?
Check.
Drink better than fucking Matt can.
Hit a hat, hurt it.
Matt's
check.
A bitch. That doesn't count.
Yeah, well, still, you're a bitch, but you outdrink him.
Can we go ahead and add that up real quick? One to five equals yes, you are.
But
a redneck.
But I do other things that aren't redneck-ish.
You podcast. That's pretty not redneck.
Yeah, that's pretty nerdy.
But if you never would have met me, you never would have even known what a podcast was.
And I still wouldn't be redneck.
Like, hey, hit a hat or hurt it. What's this thing on my iPod? It says podcast. I don't get that. Is it like a fishing thing? Like a cast my pod? I don't get it. What's a podcast?
You're so funny.
You're such a redneck.
Dude, I have a fucking non-redneck vehicle.
Even your boss says so.
I have a non-redneck vehicle.
Yeah,
okay.
Right.
My
what
rodeo?
Is that? That's not yours anymore.
It is too.
You know what else is? You know what else is also a redneck thing?
What?
Not being able to make your car payments.
Hey.
Does that make me a redneck?
Yeah, it might.
I have redneck tendencies.
No,
not a redneck.
Only if after you fail to make your car payment, you have to get your redneck truck back that you drove up here from Florida.
Dude.
How's the fishing been?
Not
Daniel?
So good. Anyway.
Daniel?
I am not redneck.
You
I
ever
have redneck
ride, you
tendencies
ever,
and hobbies, okay?
You ever
Dude,
ride
you're in denial. You are total redneck.
Total.
Dude.
Wrangler butts, babe. Mm-hmm.
Should I just hide the lure on my arm? I can see
Show us the fish lure tattoo.
What's that Chinese character say? Redneck. Nice.
Oh, dude, not cool. I'm not a redneck. Thanks. Well, if I'm a redneck, you're a total fucking nerd.
Yeah?
Matt is
geek.
A fucking nerd.
Whoa.
No, you're a fucking
nerd.
You're geek. A fucking nerd.
I'm a geek.
No,
nerd.
You're a nerd.
I don't like nerds. No, I'm a geek.
Sorry, you're a fucking nerd.
Is that the difference
Is it the Mario shirt?
I bet you used to play Dungeons and Dragons.
No,
didn't
actually,
you?
See, that's how I know I'm a geek and not a nerd because I never roleplayed.
What about Magic the Gathering?
Once when I was gacked on Ritalin.
Because I used to play the fuck
like
out of that game
three,
in high school.
For like three nights straight. Never played.
Fucking nerd.
Ain't played it since, and that was over a decade ago. So
dude, you love Stargate Atlantis.
That's also a nerd thing.
I like that.
Hardcore.
Hold on. Role playing Stargate Atlantis. Now that would be a nerd thing. I'm a geek. Thank
Who
you,
would
though.
You be?
He would not be Ronan.
Dr. McKay. Obviously.
Oh.
Right.
But like with way more game towards the chicks.
Yeah, not really.
Right? Come on.
No.
I haven't had games since I was like 17.
Anyway, I'm not a redneck, and you're a total nerd.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, hey, I want to thank you.
Thank you.
I'd like, no, no.
No, this thank isn't, you, sir.
I need to take this moment to thank you for informing Sean on my after-work ritual. Because I'll tell you something.
I was actually on the phone with my boss, and Sean was standing there, and I was like, hey, tell Sean not to go home just yet.
So, and I was wondering that, like, I got home today, and I was totally expecting Sean there, and I was bummed. I wasn't gonna, because, like, the last, you know, since she stopped wanting to fuck me, I'd just been jerking off, like crazy, right? I mean, let's be honest, like a fucking free.
Whatever, dude.
So,
I think
after
me
work,
and my mom pretty much caught you yesterday, too.
No, no, no.
Because I could have swore when I came up here you were trying to hide the fact that you were jerking off.
I like ran in the bathroom and turned the water on in the shower real quick. Like, oh, yeah. I'm naked because I'm going to take a shower.
But I heard him turn it on. It was off when I came in here.
What?
The shower.
No, then that wasn't that day then. Because I did. I remember one day you came home and I was about to get in the shower. But I wasn't jerking off because I knew you were going to come home any second.
Oh, God.
But yeah, so I appreciate you informing him because, you know,
well, I don't
I'm
want you getting in that bitchy ass mood.
Well, you could just come to me yourself and just say, hey, bro, I got to wank it when I get home. You need to, like, you know, chill out or something, bro.
You need to not be here when I'm here for at least an hour.
Dude, I got to say hi to my monster, so just hit the bar after work, buddy.
But it was funny because I got home today and, like, he wasn't there. I was like, huh. I'm going to do this real quick. And I got it done. I didn't even try to do it twice like I had been.
Uh-huh.
And, like, 10 minutes later, he rolls in. He's like, sup, Rumi? I'm like, sup.
How'd you know that I informed him?
How did I know that
she... Because I fucking told him.
What did you say? That was pretty amusing.
Let's see here. I can't remember how the conversation started or what you said, but I do remember saying something along the lines of, yeah, Danny told me not to come home right away because you need to jerk off. And you said something like, "Does she told you that?" And I was like, yeah, she tells me that. She wants you to jerk off so that way she doesn't have to deal with your shit
that
when
way,
she gets home.
That way she doesn't have to deal with my shit. Awesome. All that, you know, shit that goes into being in a relationship. I'm just done dealing with that shit.
Like rape?
No, you
like
get
having
really...
sex with you and cooking for you. I'm done with that shit. I'm moving on to bigger and better things.
Motherfucker, you couldn't fucking cook a fucking popsicle out of the freezer.
That's the funny
fucker.
Thing, though, is that I can cook. I just choose not to because...
Well, you did.
Right. Okay, so check this out. You don't have...
You cooked me eggs once with shell in it.
Well, that was... Because I was mad at you. But anyway.
Were they, were they overcooked too?
Yes. Oh, listen.
And he added water and not milk.
Oh, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah.
You don't have Professor. You don't take Dr. McKay and make him go sweep the fucking floor. You take Ronan.
Oh, yeah, I do.
You make Ronan sweep the floor. I have more important things that my time needs to be spent doing because if I don't do those, neither of you are qualified to do them either.
Yeah, but Ronan's too busy, like, doing curls and working on his tan and shit.
Sparring. I got
sparring.
Another sparring accident.
Does he live in that fucking sparring room?
Yes.
He must.
I swear to God he does.
Bear Kid says, did you shake his hand? That would have been epic. I fucking should have.
But you know what? If you don't...
I stuck the tissue to his pillow.
If you don't jerk off at least, like, once a day, you get in this so crappy, shitty fucking mood.
Me and, like,
and then
half...
it's hard to screw you when I actually want to
do you know
screw
what that's called, guys?
You're in a shitty mood.
Me and, like, half of the population that all enjoy actually having sex.
Do you know what that's called?
What?
It's a real scientific thing.
Sex addict?
No, it's called DSB.
And what does that stand
Deadly
for?
Sperm buildup.
Is that the leading cause of blue balls?
But you know
yes,
what?
It is.
I actually enjoy sex. I enjoy
really?
Sex a lot. But I
Since
don't.
Since when?
Dude, I need to sleep sometimes, dude. When you're trying to fucking screw me. What was
I
it,
have
like
to
midnight
work, so
from last night?
I have to get up the earliest. So if anything, you should be worried for my well-being. But since that is not the case, because rednecks don't worry about other people, they worry about themselves, hitta-herta, then you're like, I'm so tired, I have to work at like 11:30.
What?
It's only midnight. It's only midnight.
Dude, Dude, you have no. I don't sleep good at night anyway. Like you, like last night, I was up and down like 5 times. Okay.
Okay.
So I don't sleep good at night.
Whatever.
I roll, I toss and turn. I need to actually try and sleep instead of you trying to screw me. Man, you know what, Sean?
You have to watch these shows live. I'm telling you right now.
I really do enjoy sex, okay?
While Sean is living with us, at the very least, you have to watch each of these episodes live because it is so worth it. I'm telling you.
That's right. A little surprise for our...
Thank you,
live
Sean.
Watchers and listeners.
Amazing.
I like sex, okay? Just not as much as you do,
is
obviously.
That what, I'm just saying, like, you convince yourself pretty good.
What do you mean?
I mean, I'm just saying. You're like,
am I not into it when
no,
we're doing it?
No, I just think
what?
That you rationalize it by making yourself feel all tired. You're like, if I'm tired, I won't have to feel bad about not wanting to fuck him.
What's wrong with not wanting to fuck sometimes?
Sometimes. It's not bad if it's sometimes. It's all the time. That's what's bad. That's why.
Dude, it's not.
It's okay. I've contracted out. I've subcontracted.
Whatever, dude.
I got
if
two
I didn't
people
screw you-
on call 24 hours a day. When I need to be serviced, they bring their cervixes over here and they service me. They're on salary. It's on a retainer. It takes two of them, I'll tell you. Because yeah, the other day I called one and she's like, I am so tired. I was like, click, speed dial numero dos, send. And the other one was on it.
You know what? If I didn't force sex on you today,
you
would have been in a bitchy ass mood.
If I didn't
all
rape.
Like, wah, wah, wah.
All the way home, right. If I didn't rape you today, if I didn't get up and shove my face in your crotch, that never would have even happened. So, which I can still smell on my face. Thank you very much.
No problem. That's for you.
It's either that or it's this pop filter. I don't know which.
It's the pop filter.
They are getting kind of old.
I've been using that. Anyway, but
so I got some great news. This is awesome. This is going to blow your minds. I've been waiting for this, okay?
Okay.
So check this out. You guys know the Littles?
Yeah.
They are the family of mice that live in our wall condo here. They've had babies.
Oh, yeah?
Yay! Congratulations! Ooh. Now there's more of them. But we put some poison in there, so I don't know. I think we killed all the babies. Actually, I think Sean put the wrong poison down there.
Oh, yeah?
Because they've been more anxious and rambunctious. Which pills did you put down the mouse hole?
Did you give them
Was
ecstasy?
It the Viagra? Because they're both blue. The rat death.
Oh, shit.
Decon and Viagra are both blue pills. So.
Oh, fuck.
Because they've been multiplying. I've been listening, and I've tagged them through sonar because I have such awesome hearing. Another side effect of being a geek, you know. You meditate yourself
Nerd.
Into. Super being status almost.
Nerd.
I can hear each and every one of them.
You know
there's
what?
More than there was.
You know what? It was the Viagra. You know what makes us even worse?
That we all probably took the decon.
No, that I took a Viagra this morning, but it got stuck in my throat, so I've had a stiff neck all day.
Thank you,
Willie Nelson.
You're welcome.
Was that a Willie?
No.
Austin Powers. But it's also just a funny joke.
Fantastic.
From around.
Anyway.
So, you know who Kelly Osbourne is?
Sure. And
you guys familiar with the Osbourne family?
Yes.
Unfortunately.
A group of very talented individuals. Well, he was.
Not really.
The rest of them, maybe.
Not.
I think him and her were
the
talented.
The daughter's attempt at Papa Don't
anything?
Preach made me want to fucking kill myself.
Their daughter's attempt at anything life-related
ugly.
Makes me want to kill myself.
So please
no,
don't
but,
do that ever again.
I think Ozzy and his wife, they were really talented. Like, she ran the business
yeah.
while he was doing the music, right? And they
yeah.
made a lot of fucking money.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, then, you know, they had a couple of failure fucking
LeSharon!
Kids. LeSharon!
Fucking
the goddamn
crazy.
Dogs, Sharon!
He's done so many drugs, dude. Sharon. He's so, I can't believe he's still alive.
I know, dude. I saw him in concert with Pantera. It was Black Sabbath and Pantera, and it was like, he was up on stage, like,
with
I
his
was,
cane.
I was still expecting him to have a walker, and I don't know, he rocked it, though. I'm sure at this point
they
he
probably
was,
load him up with drugs and push him out on stage.
Yeah, I was gonna say either
he probably
that or,
gets into it, and then right afterwards, he's like,
It's like
down.
Weekend at Bernie's, I think. They just, like, prop him up beforehand, and then, like, the stage raises, and the fireworks go, and they cue the music that he's supposed to be lip-syncing to. And
right.
I think that's the show. He didn't really move much, come to think of it. Just kind of stayed in that one place and nod his
Flailed
head.
His arms about.
Come to think of it, every time, he wasn't even really nodding his head. His head would fall down, and somebody would run out and, like, prop it back up. Didn't even realize that. Well, anyway, so Kelly and, I guess, her fiancé, Luke Worrell. Who's that? Is he an anybody? Is that
Worrell?
Name? Luke Worrell. Is
Ernest
he any
P. Worrell?
No. Oh. Okay, thanks.
Know what I mean?
But apparently she's really good at one thing. Do you know what she's really good at? Pooping.
Oh.
She's so good at pooping that the wastewater pipes just blew up in their home.
Are you serious?
I'm so serious. The reality TV star. Is that what she's known as? Newspaper? Oh, man. Kelly Osbourne, the reality TV star, was horrified.
Wow.
Oh. Was horrified when wastewater gushed from pipes that ruptured when the roots of trees grew into the property's plumbing system. Ugh.
Whoa.
She and fiancé Luke Worrell have now quit the luxury home and are staying in a nearby hotel while the leaks are fixed. Can you just quit your luxury home that daddy probably bought because you have no talent of your own or money?
No.
I quit. My well, phone, my
daddy
my,
will buy me another one, so it's okay.
My cell phone contract, I quit. And you know that early termination fee? I quit that too.
Oh, hey,
no
my
thanks.
Boss is in the chat. Hey, boss, I quit.
I quit this.
I quit. I quit.
I quit this show.
I quit
show.
This show.
I quit this relationship.
I quit this relationship.
I quit this relationship, this
I quit
friendship.
This threesome.
This
and you know
bromance.
What? I quit this life. Fuck you.
I quit this bromance. You know what I don't quit?
What?
Smoking
well,
cigs.
Welcome
Love
back
that.
To the Lyrical yeah. Show.
What?
Now that everyone's quit.
So she took to Twitter to express her feelings. She says there are tree roots growing in our plumbing, and there is shit coming out of the bathtub. It's so disgusting, we have to stay in a hotel. And the worst, most disgusting part is that I have been told it's other people's waste, and the only thing coming out of my toilet is corn.
Lovely.
Just walking through the house is making me gag.
Fucking lovely.
Really, though, in all honesty, you're a pig, Miss Osbourne. You probably had pig troughs, pigs wallowing
yeah.
shit. I'm sure the house didn't look any different.
What's her Kelly, right?
Miss Osbourne. You
Kelly.
Can address her as.
The
Show
dumb lady
respect.
Did Papa Don't Preach.
That was terrible.
It was terrible. She's so ugly, too.
So, you know, it was an experiment. We now know that musical talent is not genetic. There. We just saved a lot of people a lot of heartache.
And the son is so stupid, too. He's like,
what's he doing now?
Dumb looking and what's, like tries to act all hard.
What's he do now? Is he a thug? Is he a white rapper?
I know he got all like pro health and fitness and shit. Like he
Bullshit.
Lost all his, yeah, he lost his fatness.
Really?
Wow.
I don't know if he got it back yet. I mean, that was a while ago.
He probably has it back.
It doesn't take long.
You're rich.
Weren't
you
they all
eat?
Like on pills and shit for a while?
Dude, I'm sure.
The Osbournes. Come on.
Well, didn't they freak out when they caught Jack with weed on one episode?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah, that was funny.
I only watched that show enough to just know that he just ran around the house going, Sharada!
Yeah.
Like, and that was about it, so.
Yeah.
So, how... Did you get some medicine for your pneumonia, or are you just going to kick it the old school way, cold turkey?
Well, I tried going cold turkey one time, but it almost killed me.
Really?
So they gave me this nifty inhaler right here.
You have
you
an
know?
Inhaler? Oh,
and,
God. All the
oh,
kids
gosh.
Are going to make fun of you at school.
I know,
for
it's
going to
be so horrible.
So you feeling any better?
A little bit.
I've noticed you haven't really coughed much yet so
far. For some reason, marijuana makes me not cough.
Is that just...
That's not a lie.
You're rationalizing smoking my weed like Dana's rationalizing wanting to fuck me, okay? What
hey,
the fuck?
She'll back me up on this. I smoked the other day, didn't cough.
Nice.
Yeah, we sat down and watched like two episodes of South Park together and he didn't cough.
Nice.
It was very nice.
Yep.
And you weren't here to talk to him.
He
constantly.
Started that shit, by the way. Nice Twitter. So, yeah, Kelly Osbourne and Dana also what? Take to Twitter to express how unhappy with the world they are. That was brilliant. God, I really... I need the attention now. I really hate it when people talk during TV shows. Matt and Sean... Send.
Well, I'm sitting there trying to watch fucking Stargate Atlantis.
We were playing this.
And you guys are talking back and forth. And he's hacking up along also.
Excuse me. We were not talking.
Excuse you. We were fucking talking and he was hacking his lungs out. And I'm trying to watch this goddamn thing. And all I can hear is, don't you do that.
I can barely reach.
Yes, Matt. Blah, 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 blah. Yeah, Sean. Blah, 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 blah.
We like to commentate on the show.
I was going to just simply say we weren't talking. We were playing Mystery Science Theater.
Yeah, sometimes it's fun to do
it's a
that.
Game we play.
No, that is fucking no.
It's funny how we just bust out laughing every time we see Ronan.
And you know the funny thing is I never even looked at him that way until you first said it. You're like, oh, okay, so check this. Dumb dog Ronan.
Check this out, viewers. The first night I'm here, these guys put on Stargate fucking Atlantis.
Because we're almost done with it. We're season four. We're halfway through.
And here's the cool thing. A place I lived before here, my roommate had the first three seasons, and I watched them all. So imagine my delight when they put that on.
And, did you actually get into it, though? Or was it like,
I pretty much
again?
Left off right where you guys started showing me. So
nice,
I'm good
nice.
To go.
So stop making fun of it, damn
Well,
it.
I just make fun of Ronan because, like I said, he's just this big, dumb, muscle-bound retard who doesn't even say anything. Like, they try to make it be all...
God!
I was fucking waiting for that to happen. Since he's lived here, when we smoke weed during the show, allegedly, we just throw the pipe and the lighter back and forth because it's, like, right there. He finally hit the back of my monitor with the lighter. Thank you. I got one now. So anyway... Ronan is. He's a big dumb dog.
Big dumb dog.
But he is super hot.
Hey, I'm gonna go think about my dreads.
They're like, Ronan, yes. What should we do? He's like, oh no. Just got back from the weight room. Got my tan going on.
But it's so funny because Sean will say something like right as Ronan just gets the look on his face, and it's so funny. And then once Sean starts it, like, I'll sit there and I'll watch quietly. But as soon as Sean says something, it's on. And that's the end of that.
And then I want to kill people.
No, then you want to go to Twitter and express your discomfort.
And I do.
You just want to fuck Ronan.
What?
You just want to fuck Ronan.
Maybe.
And you don't like it when we tease Ronan.
Ooh.
Who isn't real. You're weird.
His name is Jason.
What? Yeah, Jason Momoa.
Jason Momoa. Dude, he's probably like that in real life too. That's the only role he'll ever have.
Do you
have.
Think so? I've never seen him honestly in anything else.
Jason Momoa is the alien version of himself.
That's brilliant.
Firesong says Shepard is hotter.
Shepard's the man.
Shepard is the man.
I would totally.
Ronan is super fucking hot.
I'll tell you something. Let me geek out for a quick hot second. You know the new doctor they got? Oh, I would bang her so fucking hard. So hard. She is so hot. She's got that little kind of dumb look, but she's a doctor, so you know she's faking it. Oh,
she's kind of mousy looking.
That's fine.
Which is hot.
Yeah, I don't really
which
dig
could,
that.
Which can be hot. You know who else is mousy looking?
Who?
The fucking littles in the back here. All of them.
Oh, God.
All 20 of them. Hey. What the fuck? Can you make some rat poison that actually kills them? They're fucking having a fucking siesta in there.
It takes 4 to 6 days for them to die.
We drop that shit in and they're like, oh shit, son, it's party time. And ever since, man, I've heard this boonch, 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 boonch.
Just having
like,
a rave.
Yeah, dude. They're fucking, fucking
hey,
mice.
By the way. The bell I have at work kind of sucks. Can I have ours?
No, I had to steal this one allegedly from my work.
Allegedly.
That's right. I allegedly gave them 2 weeks. Because when we used to do the show where I work at, and we always, before we start the show, we'd go to the front desk and we'd grab the bell and then, you know, we'd put it back. And so I'm like, when we moved here, I was like, Brayden was like, we need the bell, dude. You got it's become an integral part of our show. I mean, how are people going to know when to laugh if there's no bell to let them know that? So I gave them 2 weeks. I set the bell right there. And I was like, if they use it in the next 2 weeks, I'll hit abort. But if no one touches that fucker in the next 2 weeks, it's mine. And you know what?
What?
It's mine.
Did they ever notice it?
Nope.
Nope.
Or if they did, they ain't said shit. You know what, though? The other day, I don't know. I probably mentioned this when I first saw it. But for your benefit, there's this office over on the east side that has a bell. And is the most majestic looking bell. It's all like old ancient design. It's like this big. And it's got a big fat handle thing on it for your finger. It's the size of your fingertip. You just like, you place your fingertip on it and gently push down. And it's like, oh, it's so amazing. I'm going to jack it one of these days.
Oh,
allegedly.
Man.
Maybe we should get a laugh track.
Do you think?
I think she's already with another show, but maybe. You know,
I would say we should do that for one show, just one show, and abuse the fuck out of
her.
Like
I'm
the
not
Big Bang,
flying her over here,
like the Big Bang Theory does. They got a pretty solid laugh track. I enjoy it.
It's good shit.
I would just sit here and like have to just keep hitting the button.
Can we get Beavis and Butthead laugh track? That'd be fucking sweet.
Could we fucking no, we could not.
Maybe just one time. And we'll never do it again.
So I got a question now. This rat poison supposedly is going to kill these things, right? The littles here were genocide. I can hear them right now. I can.
You want to grab the mic and just put it over there by the wall so everybody can just hear that for a good little while? You know what? After the show, fuck it. We'll just leave everything on and put that mic right by the wall.
I think Amesby was the only one that caught that because
yeah,
she said,
so
oh, no, you didn't. Oh, yeah, I fucking did.
We did.
But I can hear them like right now. I'm waiting for the time where they just come. We're doing a show. We're sitting here. We're talking shit. And they're going to just be like a line of rats just exploding through the fucking jam hole banner. Oh,
just like a tidal wave of mice.
I know, dude. It's going to look like that alien thing in the stomach all like moving around. It's just going to blow out. And that's going to be the end of this fucking episode.
It's going to be pretty cool.
I'm looking
forward to that.
Do you hear that? They're having a fucking rave.
They're being loud in that fucking thing.
Hey, you know what?
You gave
keep
them,
it down.
You gave them ecstasy is what? Do you think it's possible that generation after generation of rats getting killed by a decon that they've evolved a certain immunity to the poison and they just love it? They're like, more!
Maybe.
More!
I think it could be that they might be screaming because they're fucking dying right now of poison.
Amesby says rednecks always have mice in their house. you know what? Interesting fact.
What?
I've never had mice until you moved in. Interesting.
I've never had mice until I moved here.
I think you brought your mice in your redneck truck.
Huh?
They must have been in the back.
I've never had
they
mice
were in your,
anywhere
your
else.
Your luggage and shit.
Yeah, that's fucked up, dude. But yeah, so if this poison ends up finally killing them 2 weeks later, slowly.
That would be lovely. I think it's going to need more than just those spoonfuls, dude.
We're going to... Yeah.
And what if they can't even get over there?
That's what I'm thinking. The only hole we found... Did we talk about this already? I feel like we did.
I don't know.
The only hole we found was like on the opposite side of where they're at. So Sean put like a spoonful of it in and got most of it on the floor where the cat was, and
she'd just be drilling.
You could
a hole.
Hear it like fall all the way to the ground, but it's on that side. So that's what I was gonna say is that if it kills them, then we're gonna have a bunch of dead rats in the wall, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Which a lot quieter, also a lot smellier, right?
I don't know, dude. I mean, I guess people do that all the time. I guess they just have dead rats in the walls, but I don't really know.
We could,
The landlord said that he does it, like, every year. It puts poison out, so if there's been dead rats in our wall before, I haven't smelled it.
Can you use those high frequencies to just, like, make their heads explode, like that ultrasound
dude,
app
maybe
I
that'll
have?
Freak them out. Like put
10,
it right against the fucking
10
wall.
A 10-kilohertz blast just to the dome, to their little's dome. Oh, man. We'll have to try that. I'll fucking plug, dude, if that, like, if I hear them scream when I push that button, I'm gonna plug it into the surround, and I'm gonna mount
I'm
the
gonna,
surround
like,
on that wall, and I'm gonna just crank it, and we're gonna leave for, like, an hour.
That'd be, and just like sit outside and watch them all come out.
Oh man, that would be brilliant. You is he still alive? I have a monitor in my way. Like his face is right here.
He's alive, yes.
I have a picture of him on my monitor, like kind of enlarged, so it looks like his head, but
Well, I see him. Yeah, you. We were wondering if you were alive.
I'm still alive, guys.
Okay. Are you okay?
I actually heated him up some chicken noodle soup yesterday.
Oh, look at you being motherly like to somebody besides yourself. That's nice.
What? Fuck you.
You do cook me good food.
I do.
I'll give you that. You know who else cooks me good food?
No one. Fuck you.
Okay.
Who?
Buddy.
Who the fuck else cooks for you?
Wendy's, Frugal's, Mackenzie River.
That is not good food. That is no. Who cooks you good food at home?
You do sometimes.
That's right.
But now I'm kind of worried that we have like Decon in the house. Like, it would take a lot for you to go to the store and get some. But now that it's here, I'm not so sure that, you know,
Be careful.
Within your reach. I'm going to have Sean taste everything I eat from now on. You wouldn't kill him, would you? You like him too much. You wouldn't kill him.
Dave's dog says,
Threesome Watch 2010.
Dave's dog says, it's getting late. I've got to go and mat off.
Thank you.
He's calling you a jerk.
Are we replacing Jack off with my name now? That's
we should.
Jerk.
We should, huh?
Jerk.
Jerk off.
He's calling you a jerk.
Oh, right on. That's clever.
Mat off.
What do you do?
Yeah.
Okay, so
mat off.
I was about to get really mean. You're lucky she trained my thoughts to not do that.
That is no. Anyway,
there's demons in these eyes.
There are. There's you are.
So
demon.
Let's talk about a 94-year-old man here. Okay, Arizona, 94 years old. What would a 94-year-old man be suspicious of or suspected of?
Depends.
Who?
Like,
on what?
Poop in his pants. I don't know, dude.
What? No ding for that? I thought that was good.
I was drinking, but yes, that was good.
I need to get one of those.
So, 94 years old. I'm really even surprised his dick still works because he's on a suspicion of child...
molestation, really?
Really. Neighbors first alerted police to Dale Warren Graham. This is the guy from Family Guy?
Yes. I can't do the whistling noise.
I don't get how he does that. Very clever.
Let me give it a shot. You boys want some popsicles? That guy.
All right,
where's
all right.
Newspaper boy?
Well, we haven't done a story like this since episode 5. I've been looking because it's very amusing, but we have never found another story about what this man was caught doing. He was reportedly found in someone else's garage, okay, with a vacuum cleaner attached to the front of his 94-year-old pants.
Cock and balls.
With the vacuum. Do you remember that story from episode 5 where the dude got caught fucking the Kirby vacuum thing? We've never again had a story like that. That blew my mind.
Wow. That old.
That old.
And fucking a vacuum.
That's
cleaner.
What you got arrested for?
A man had... Well, they arrested him on suspicion of child molestation, but they caught him mid-coitus with a vacuum cleaner. So
that's pretty creepy.
After investigating, detectives suspect Graham may have inappropriately touched two children with a vacuum cleaner.
Oh.
With a vacuum cleaner.
No, I don't know what with, I would imagine. He was booked on the suspicion of child.
That's gonna be you
being a child
at
mole.
90 something.
No, that won't. I will be dead long.
No, I will keep
that.
You alive.
No.
Just so you can prolong your fucking
misery.
Existence.
My misery.
Yes.
Please do.
And you're gonna resort to touching children.
I'm
and
resort
vacuum cleaner
to killing you and then myself.
All
so.
Right.
Public sexual indecency and, of course, aggravated assault. The vacuum cleaner will probably press charges. So,
you mean to tell me you've never stuck your dick in a vacuum?
Never. I've stuck my dick in a lot of things, Sean. Let me tell you something. Dick bong. But never a vacuum cleaner.
Well, I can say there was this one time when I was like a teenager. Had to give her a shot.
With the little flat attachment?
With the vacuum.
What was that like? Does it really work?
It hurt like a motherfucker, actually.
Does it really work? Because if so, I got to go.
No, I put it in there.
Wait, was
and
it?
And it just started flapping around. Like, and fuck it. You know, it was a really high-powered, expensive vacuum. This vacuum was like $2,000.
Did it whistle?
Fucking Kirby?
No, it sounded like, yeah, it was a Kirby, too, actually. God.
That's deadly, dude. You're lucky you still have your cock.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
I like to go to the car wash.
It was like, I was like, ah.
That's terrible. What the fuck?
Seriously, though, why do people put their dicks in vacuum cleaners? No. Because it doesn't actually.
Because
it
their
sucks,
wives.
But it doesn't actually suck like a blowjob does.
Well, when you're
really?
Dumb,
you
when you're a dumb, horny 16-year-old kid and you're homesick from school and you're like, you know. Nobody's here. I think I'm going to put my dick in the vacuum. And you do it.
Makes sense.
It's just like, man, I got this new bong. I'm going to put my dick in it.
Yeah.
And let my friends smoke out of it.
That's been a habit of mine since I was old enough to buy bongs. I usually don't.
Old enough to buy anything your penis can go in.
Well, yeah, I guess. I'm really digging these.
His penis has probably been in everything that is big enough to fit his penis in.
I'm digging these new wide mouth vitamin water bottles, by the way.
You have not.
Why would I do that? Why would I
fuck? Why wouldn't you do that?
Because.
You're a disgusting fuck, that's why.
It's your fault. I was totally happy putting it in your vagina, but then when that stopped, you gotta look for other options.
No, dude, you were doing that before you met me.
Yeah, I kinda was.
Yeah, you weird fuck.
Dude, I told you, I was a horny little kid, man.
And what changed?
I remember, like, sitting there being a kid, like, having Showtime on late at night. And, like, you'd hear somebody get up and you'd, like, go to change it right as they walk by. And they're like, Skinamax, right on.
Oh, God.
No, I was just watching the QVC.
Right.
All right, well, speaking about weird sexual things, this is kind of gross. Sex offender bludgeoned his live-in girlfriend.
To death?
To death.
Whoa.
Let me say that again. Bludgeoned his
to death.
To death. No, you're missing the key phrase here.
To death?
Live-in girlfriend. To
bludgeoned.
Death. Okay, well, was he a sex offender before that, or is this why? Because it said, like, it starts off, a sex offender bludgeoned his, like, is this why?
No,
no, it wasn't.
No.
With a baseball bat, of course, because he suspected she was seeing another man.
Okay.
I just want to emphasize that Matt was looking right at me when he said that.
For those of you not listening live and enjoying that.
That is a great.
So, again.
Stink eye. Here he goes again.
Bludgeon. The living girlfriend.
Looking at Danny.
Because of.
Looking and pointing at me.
Another man.
Yes.
Isaiah Smith, 48, pummeled Tiffany Pettiford, 28. Whoa. 48 and 28?
Damn.
Wow. He's a. That's weird, huh?
Wait, what?
He's 48.
Uh-huh.
She's half of that. Well, not even. She's 28.
Ew.
So what is that?
I don't know.
Weird, huh?
Yeah.
That's more than half.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome. A little factoid for you.
In their queen's home, as his two children and his other girlfriend watched in horror. Hey, you guys want to go for a ride with me? Where are we going? To mommy's house. Is our other mommy coming?
No.
Yeah, he was convicted back in 90 of raping a 10-year-old girl, neither here nor there. Maybe that's why they started off with a sex offender.
Probably.
That makes sense. Now,
that's a pretty concrete case right there.
He was livid after Pettiford disappeared for a few days and allegedly took up with another man. Smith confronted Pettiford and may have snapped. He may have, we're not sure. He did bludgeon her to death.
He is a pedophile, and he's dating a woman whose last name is Pedoford?
Pedoford? Oh, man,
really?
That is blowing my mind.
Wow.
Right now.
Great.
Jesus, dude.
Sorry. I just had one of those moments. Go ahead.
You could totally call her your little pedo bear.
My little petty. My petty.
Oh, God.
And her daughter. And you have two kids. Like, is that allowable? Is that okay? Is that...
Probably shouldn't be.
On the up and up? I mean, I understand you didn't fuck your own kids the first time, but, you know, when times are tough.
Wow.
Sometimes you just do what you gotta do.
Nah.
Sometimes you do what the devil tells you to do, you know?
Anyway.
Yeah, he snapped. He may have snapped. We're not sure, but he may have snapped after the woman went to the store and forgot to get him beer.
Wow.
Awesome.
I wish I was making this up. Smith has a one-year-old boy who he's looking forward to growing up just a little bit, and a 10-year-old developmentally disabled. Are you okay, Sean?
Wow.
I'm okay.
So he has a one-year-old and a 10-year-old retard with another woman, of course.
All right.
You want to guess?
I am not redneck. This guy.
No, this isn't redneck. This is ghetto.
This didn't happen in Florida, did it?
Or hillbilly.
No, this is fucking... This happened in New York and Queens.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
Ghetto.
Even better.
No, I know he's ghetto because I'm looking at a picture of him, and he's a darker-skinned gentleman.
Oh,
so.
Okay. All right. If this was in Florida, it would be redneck.
Yeah, well, if this was in Florida...
You didn't bring me my bear!
If this was in Florida, we wouldn't be reading about
it. Let's go out to the Everglades!
You okay, Sean? Oh, my God. He is...
I'm okay.
He is dying.
Dialing.
He's dialing the gate.
I don't think I'm going out tonight.
You think?
I still
might,
though.
He's standing outside. Don't I look sexy? I'm going to get laid tonight. I got a good feeling. I'm going to get laid tonight. You'd fuck me, right?
They both said yes, by the way, on all accounts.
On all accounts.
Yes.
We're good.
Threesome Watch, well, 2010.
Threesome Watch. Moving on. A French Valley father suspected of tying up and using a stun gun on a 23-year-old man who sent his... This one might hit a little close to home for that guy. Sent his 17-year-old daughter an explicit cell phone picture. He is being charged this week.
Whoa, what?
He tased a dude for sending his girl pictures of his dick.
Nice.
I mean, I'm paraphrasing,
good
but...
job.
17 years old, he's 23. Is that going to be okay?
Good fucking job,
I'm
buddy.
More okay with that than I am with 28 and 48. Like, dude's almost 50. She's... 28. That's weird.
20 years apart.
It's like 22
almost.
Years apart.
Hey, no worse than you screwing a fucking 17-year-old.
Hey, she was 18 and so fucking hot.
She would have
I
been.
I think
18.
I remember her.
She was
if you
18.
Guys were still together
didn't
with
didn't
her.
We? Was that the girl we once interviewed?
No, that was somebody else, and okay. I never. Yeah, she was weird though.
A little bit.
She was like one of those weird Christian chicks that would like want to dry hump. And then almost want to fuck, but then feel bad about it because they're Christian.
Yeah, Amesby says she was 17 when you met her.
Well, yeah, but she was 18 shortly thereafter. 2 weeks.
Yeah, he was on like countdown.
I was 27. That's only 10.
10 years apart.
That's 10. That's fine.
Dude, he was marking that shit off his calendar.
Fucking.
More than 10 years apart?
No. Mm-hmm. 3 years apart.
Oh, okay. Bad example.
50 and 53.
Right. Poor example.
Yeah.
I should be getting like props for that. I was 27. That's hard to do. Let
no.
me tell
dude,
you.
Dude, it ain't.
Not really.
Really, single man. Tell me about
really?
It.
Really?
It's hard.
He's got a little 19-year-old chick coming around all the time. He's 25.
Dude, 18 and 19-year-old girls are the horniest girls on the fucking planet.
Thank you.
They will they love to fuck. All day.
Love it.
Just fuck.
Oh, I think I'm getting your pneumonia, dude.
That's probably pretty true, though. I was a big whore
oh,
when I was
is.
Like 17.
Oh, wait, hold on. Are you ready? Amham says, I bet it was hard. It was fucking hard, dude.
Yuck, yuck.
Every time she looked at me.
Ugh.
So, this is why sexting is a fucking dangerous thing to do. Like, you don't know... who's on the other end of that phone.
Well, if you're 23, fucking with a 17-year-old is kind of dangerous, too.
Yeah, it's a little... Those are fucking scary waters, dude.
Yeah.
The guy ordered him to strip down to his boxer shorts and then assaulted him before turning him over to the cops. That's so awesome. He lives in Temecula, knows Atwood's daughter and son. Later told sheriff's investigators that he had sent the photo of his genitalia to several friends as a joke. Oops! Your daughter, whom I've been maybe dating, was accidentally in the group of, you know, all of my guy friends that I was actually sending a picture of my dick to. I didn't mean for a girl to get into that mix.
Oh, yeah. No.
I was just, you know, that's what we do. We're bros.
We send our dicks to our bro friends.
Hey, hey, bro, check your phone. Ah, you just like, it's my dick. Hey, bro, check this out. Ah, you just saw my dick again. Like, that's what we do. I'm totally
sorry.
Hey, buddy.
Moose knuckle.
Oh, he totally did it. I'm sorry that your daughter was in the group that I sent my dick to.
Hey, Sean.
Yes.
What did Matt do to you not too long ago? He's like, hey, Sean, look at my penis.
Yeah, he did. He waved
guys
it.
Really
he waved
that.
It around.
Guys totally do that. It's weird. Why do we do that?
Why do you do that,
Amesby says, guys are so weird. Do your guys do that? Do Canadian guys do that?
Dude, you that's your friend.
Now hold on here. I didn't like show him my penis or anything. He just belligerently showed me his penis, which I'm not a fan of in any form.
I mean, it's kind of hard to see when we're
it
both,
wiggled
you know,
it. Wiggled naked. It around.
And laughed hysterically.
Yes.
Like a child playing with his dick for the first time.
Yeah.
And actually, like, being cognizant enough, knowing, like, what it is. Like, look, I'm playing with my dick.
You still got the same joy out of it that a little kid would have.
Check this out. This is my dick. This is so cool. Oh, wow. I still catch myself doing that. I remember doing that when I was, like, a little kid, like, eating cereal, like playing with my dick, like, wondering what the fuck that little sack under it was for. Man, little did I know. It was going to...
Why does it feel so cool?
It's gone on to do such great things. It's amazing.
And Amesby goes, it still claims not to be bi or gay.
That's right. It's a game. Don't worry
about
it.
No, it's not a game.
It's like the choking game.
He's in denial.
No.
He is in denial.
I am not!
It's okay, because if you're bi, you're only a little gay. You're only half gay. Hey, doubles your chances for getting a date on a Friday night.
The only
night.
Two times I've almost kissed a dude was high on fucking shrooms.
Really?
And that was an accident, and Bob explained that, and he understood where the fuck I was at that point in time.
Yeah. Hey, you know, okay. I did shrooms a couple times, and I never tried to make out with any of my buddies, so...
His friend Bob was sitting next to him, and he thought... He was his girlfriend.
It was a weird dude.
He like leaned in to make out.
This was like a quarter shrooms deep, like fucked up, dude.
Deep.
It was so deep.
God.
And
poor Bob, dude.
I know, dude.
He's like, Matt, don't make out with me.
It's
I don't
okay,
want to
dude.
Kiss you
Do you
right
know
now.
What that sounds like?
What?
It sounds a little
Date
gay.
Date rape? Gay?
It sounds a little
like
gay.
Like gay?
Like straight gay.
Snippers.
Like, you know, you have a threesome, you know, with a chick and one of your buddies, and you're like, you know, I mean, grab a ball or something, you know? Right, I'm standing here, you know. That's bi, you know.
When that happens, does the threesome stop, like, instantly? Like, dude.
That was a dude head.
Dude, you just touched my ball.
Well, I don't know. For me, it probably would.
Yeah?
If somebody tried to touch my ball.
Well, like, I'm saying accidentally brushed it or something.
See, that's why you use the spatula. It has the perfect angle to separate the balls during double penetration.
I'm saying, though, how do you get them both in one hole without touching them?
Well,
unless it's a big hole,
I
obviously.
Believe you've seen enough porns to know how that's done.
No, because every time it happens, they're, like, just on each other. Like, like trying to start a campfire or some shit, dude.
That's what the spatula's for.
The
guy standing up holds it behind him. Here, I'm going to demonstrate this.
I guess you could maybe make like a little piece
check
of...
It, check it out, viewers. The guy standing up, you know, we have one dude laying on the bed and he's working the puss and the guy standing up hits the butthole from behind. The guy standing up has a spatula and he holds it between his legs so it curves up and separates the balls like so.
That's interesting. That's very interesting.
Have you ever actually used
I was thinking, spatula? Don't they make, like, a device for separating for DP like that?
I don't know.
DP one hole?
I want to know if he's ever used the spatula, like, for real.
You don't.
Sex.
Let me tell you something.
You know what? I will. You know,
listen.
Did he bring any spatulas into this
listen,
fucking house?
You don't know something like that, not
hey,
because you haven't
my
used
spatula.
It.
Get off of that shit, dude. What are you doing? Don't put that in there.
He's showing the live listeners how that works. He puts it in like that. And then the spatula kind of shields the other guy's asshole just to make sure nothing gets in it. That's interesting. It's like a Jason mask.
Have you
for
ever
your butt.
Actually used a spatula during a threesome?
Amesby says, don't let Sean make you food ever.
Yeah, I don't think I will.
And just put the balls right here like so. All right.
Oh,
good.
Hey, I think...
So that was how a spatula works as a ball separator.
Hey, I think the neighbor's home if you want to have your conversation now.
Oh.
I hear that little dog, by the way. I
fucking hate that thing. And I hate the person that defends it.
Yeah.
Defends
yeah.
it?
Yeah. You should go have a talk.
Little dog came out and barked at me, so I barked back at it, and he said I was being rude to his fucking dog.
Oh, okay. I was like, there's a defender of little dumb dogs?
Yeah, him. Told the landlord, like, that thing has more fucking rights than I do.
Yeah.
Right?
If I want to bark at a dog, motherfucker, I'm going to bark at a dog.
If the dog barks at me first,
like, you can't tell the wolf not to howl at the full moon. I'll tell you something.
I'll bark.
We're going to howl. Sean's going to cough.
Into
are you coughing
oblivion.
Lungs up yet?
Probably.
Pieces.
Pieces?
Pieces.
Are they small and charred looking?
Yes.
That's so horrible.
There's some blood on that coat.
All right. Well, out of concern for his family's safety, Atwood told the sheriff's officers he fired a shotgun into the air. This is redneck. Atwood said he told Moore to take off his clothing and bound his wrists and ankles with zip ties. Could you imagine? You're like... just not a care in the world, sending pictures of your dicks to the fucking girls, and all of a sudden this shit, you're fucking like hog-tied, butt-ass naked almost, with the dude holding a shotgun.
Yeah.
That's fucked up, dude. When a deputy arrived, he found Moore behaving as if he were extremely frightened. Not such hot shit now, are ya?
She was probably pissed at the dude and knew she had an overbearing daddy. And was like, Dad,
look what
guy.
I. What's that, Daddy? Total slut, right, Daddy?
Oh yeah.
What's this? That's all it takes,
right?
That's death, honey.
Who sent you this,
that's,
honey?
That's death.
Take me to his house.
Yeah. That's creepy, though. Like, would you wake up in the morning expecting that at any point in time in your day you're going to be hogtied with zip ties around your wrists and ankles?
Every day.
Every motherfucking day.
I could only hope.
That's living in Montana right there. He said Atwood had called and asked him to come over to his house to discuss the photo. And you went?
I know, right?
I'd have been like, nah, I'm out, dude. You are never seeing me again until you die. And then I'm going to rape her.
Whoa.
So,
Whoa.
Whoa. When Moore arrived, he said the electric gate opened to reveal the 6'2", 350-pound Atwood.
Jeez.
Waiting
nice.
For him in the driveway.
He's one of those fucking swamp logger guys.
Yeah.
Like, man.
I wrestle gators for fun. For food. That's a big dude. He got closer to him, fired the gun. Atwood ordered Moore out of his car, and as he was walking, fired another shot. After he was tied up, Atwood pulled him off the ground by his feet, injuring his widow shoulder. He told Moore he had connections with the Pekanga tribe and was going to have him buried on the reservation.
Will you stop saying buried?
They're gonna bury him on the reservation. The reservation. That sucks, dude. That's scary. I wonder if they were all Indians involved. Or if it was like some white trash dude on the res. Can white people live on the res?
Yeah.
If they're part Indian.
But not like if I wanted, God forbid, go live on the res. Could I do that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't have to be Indian.
No.
Do white people ever choose to live on the res?
Only if they're really rich and they buy like a nearby lake or something.
Like the whole lake?
Pretty much.
I want to buy a lake. Or if they have like a really wicked gambling / alcohol problem.
Or if they marry an Indian.
Right. To get benefits.
Dude, I would so do that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
We know a place, actually. Hey, isn't there a hip-hop show coming up at a place on the res?
That's right.
Are you headlining that one?
Impulse and No.
No?
Shiloh Goley.
Who's that?
Local rap artist.
Word. Why aren't you playing there?
I don't know.
Are you done?
I guess. I don't know.
Did you retire?
No, not yet.
Okay.
I'm on hiatus till I write something new.
Firesong says Flathead Lake is part of the res.
I'm part Indian, just not enough to get anything from it.
So why claim it? Like, fuck that. I'm white like the rest of y'all.
My great-great-grandmother was fucking full-blooded Blackfoot Indian. I have cool pictures of her back in the day and, like, covered fucking wagons and
that
shit.
That kind of explains a lot, I think.
What? What are you talking about?
That's where you get your redneck from. It's not redneck, or it actually is redneck. It's Indian. You're Indian.
What?
You're Indian.
That's why I have clear, beautiful skin.
Yeah, right.
And I don't burn. Seriously, that's why. It's because I have Indian in me.
So he threatens him. He's going to tell his boys to bury him. And then he detained him for like an hour. He had dogs. He shocked his dogs daily, he said. That's kind of weird. He said the more said he believed that Atwood was going to kill him. Yes, officer, I do believe he was going to kill me. At some point, Atwood retrieved a handgun and a stun gun. He shocked Moore on the shoulder for about 20 seconds and asked him how he liked it. Atwood replied he didn't like it. He said that he had... Wait, what? What?
What?
What? He told the guy that he liked to shock his dogs daily, and they took it better than he did.
Awesome.
That's a bitch slap in the face, dude.
That's fuck awesome. Yeah.
I got Rottweilers that take this better than you, pussy. You ain't never going to get near my daughter now, you pussy.
Well, dude, I had a Chihuahua Maltese. I had a shot collar on his ass with a... there was a fucking wire that I buried all the way around my fence. So that way when he got out, it would shock the fuck out of him and get him to come back in. That dog probably took it better than this dude. My Chihuahua Maltese would sit in the middle of the road and stare at me like, ha, I'm still doing it like this, going, like it shocked the fuck out of just sitting in the middle of the road. Like, I'm doing it even though this hurts really bad.
Some people are into that, you know? Some dogs
He's
like their balls shocked.
Dog too. He's just like, fuck you, I'm going.
Some guys are into getting their balls crushed. I'm not one of those guys.
We used to shock ourselves, but only with, I think, like 10,000
We got
volts.
The BioTens machine. That'll give you a pretty good jolt if you
Dude,
crank it
should,
up with
we
the...
We should have hooked that up to Sean.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You want to hook up the BioTens?
I use it
on your
all
face?
The time.
On your face?
Dude, I don't know. What
dude.
Does it do?
Has that helped your RLS?
Yeah, dude. It has.
Your worthless leg syndrome?
Yes. Oh, you have an electronic muscle stimulator?
Yeah.
Yes.
Really?
Cool. I got the BioTens. It's pretty
cool. Could you put it on his face, please?
No, not on the face.
Why not?
We got a brand new battery for it. That shit'll give you the Joker smile.
It will do
It's so weird feeling. You put it on your dick. That. Two on your dick and two, one on each ball.
Oh, man.
And then just crank it. It makes your whole groin just go... It's interesting. Ask me how I know
that.
Ask me how I know that.
I would need to see that, please.
You had those things on your body. They were all over my balls and my butt. They're cool if you put them on your butt cheeks because it makes your butt kind of... I can, like, crank it to, like, a certain BPM and, like, go with the music. It's kind of cool.
Are you serious?
Yeah, no big deal.
But didn't it hurt when you shocked your cock and balls?
Yeah, it tingled pretty good. Pretty fucking good. Especially because... I don't know if it's just me, but I kept doing it to you. Like, I don't know. Once it's on, I don't know which way it goes to turn it off. So, like, I'll go one way.
That.
And you'll just jolt the fuck out. You're like, ah, no, that's not the right way.
Yeah, I noticed that. I had it on my
yeah,
I was holding it
and
on
I'm
my
not,
finger. And
like,
you're like, well, I'm like, ah!
I totally didn't do that on purpose. I just, you don't know because it's all upside down or whatever. You just turn it and it's like, ugh! And then you turn it off.
We need to put that on Sean.
When he's sleeping. Shh.
Please.
So
I'll use it for my pecs.
We should do that. See if it makes his titties jump.
Probably will.
We'll awesome. Make a jam hole video for that.
Nice.
That'd be great. So, yeah, they looked into the guy. He recounted all the events, and they discovered that he had indeed received a call from the guy who was not lying. They also found the picture of his dick. The cops passed it around, had a good laugh, and took him away. So, be careful who you send pictures of your dick to. Just saying.
Yeah, just send them to me. It's cool.
You even like dick. Why would you even want that?
Because my dad won't kill you.
Oh, what?
Even though I do have a pretty hit-a-had-a-herd-a redneck dad.
Huh. Redneck is genetic, unlike
no,
musical
it's
talent.
Not. Yeah. My dad's pretty cool.
Yeah.
He's not like redneck. Like crazy backwater redneck.
He's not like Jeff Foxworthy. He's more like a Ron White. Does he laugh at Ron White jokes? Yeah? Thank you. I rest my case.
But no, my dad, he's not like,
Snibbler
says
I'm gonna
go wrestle something.
Snibblers knows. He says, yes, it is. My mother is redneck, and I know Snibblers. He's a little redneck, so.
Hey, guys, I'm back.
Oh, hey, how you feeling?
Well, my mom's a
pretty
hoarder.
Good.
How many lungs are left? Yeah, I know that.
But I don't have that.
Yeah, you kind of do.
I do not.
You're just too poor to buy anything to hoard right now. If you had money.
Bro.
No, I am too. I'm just saying, we're broke as shit. But if you had money, it'd be on. This
no,
shit would
wouldn't.
Be fucking ceiling.
No,
up.
It wouldn't. I'm not a hoarder. And
just keep telling yourself that. Maybe it'll come true.
You know what? We're not redneck. We're just southern. How's
we're
that?
Southern.
We southern. Are southern.
Hey, hand in hand. Okay.
What southern. Part of Florida again?
Hitta-hatta.
Sarasota.
Where's that at?
In the south.
Is that like the northern part?
By where
no.
all the oil is?
No.
Not yet.
It's
Midwang.
It's in the middle on the west coast.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Sounds pretty redneck.
That's why we call it Sorry Soda.
Mm.
Well, let's. This is anyway. Kind. This is kind of redneck here. There was this guy trapped for 2 days in his basement with his left arm. This one stuck in a broken furnace.
Cool.
2 days he was down there. He started smelling rotting flesh. He decided that amputation was his only hope. I love stories like this.
Oh,
it's
my
like,
God, dude.
It's like a Saw puzzle, but you did it to yourself.
Ugh.
You totally fucked yourself, Jonathan Metz. You
like,
totally.
I cut my arm off.
After just 2 days?
2 days, right? But it's because his shit was all fucked up, so it was getting infected, like,
yeah.
really bad, because it was all tore up. So he fashioned a tourniquet near his shoulder and began cutting. He made it almost all the way through, but he wasn't able to free himself. Oh, that's fucked, dude. Could you do that?
Wow.
No. I don't think I could do
you
that.
You know what it is? It's the animal part of your brain.
Does it just, like, totally override any kind of sense of, like...
It does. It's like the lizard part of your brain that just goes survive.
Awesome.
Survive.
A conspiracy theorist, a redneck, and a sex addict. This is a great show.
I'm not a redneck, dude.
I'm
southern.
I'm not
a sex addict. Hey, denial, right?
Let's face it. We all know who we are.
With a mission. That mission, to put this penis in lots of things. So far, so good.
And I'm just a touch southern.
I'm just in a rut. It's okay. Yeah. I will overcome.
I'm sorry. I've been driving my severely southern truck.
I will overcompensate and I will overcome.
And overcome again.
And then overcome again. Fuck, I don't think I could do that even
no,
if.
Dude,
like,
I
would wait.
I would, yeah.
I would wait for the arm to get, like, rotten enough to where I could just pull and it would just fall off.
Zombie part.
Totally.
Off, yeah.
I think the tourniquet I could do. I think I could tie a tourniquet around myself.
And cut off the blood flow and just, like.
Not
it.
When you say, like, that. Blood flow? No.
Well, that's how you gotta kill the tissue.
I know how. I just rather not think. I'm just tying a knot. I'm, like, tying my shoes.
No, you're cutting off the blood flow.
I'm just tying my shoes, man. That's all.
You're tying it off, buddy.
He was rescued Wednesday after 3 days in his West Hartford basement when worried friends called police. And the firefighters cut the furnace. Doctors gave the account of Metz's harrowing experience at a news conference Thursday. They said the attempted self-amputation probably saved his life, preventing the infection in his gangrenous arm from spreading to the rest of his body.
Wow.
I bet that smelled so foul, being trapped down there with it. Ugh.
So he got almost all the way through and then couldn't do it and then ended up sitting there anyway?
For another day, and then he was rescued.
I would have hacked the rest of it off.
Maybe he got just enough for it to not spread.
Maybe he got to the bone and was like, this really hurts.
I don't know. You'd have to be in shock at that point, right?
Oh, yeah.
I don't think you're feeling
starving.
It.
You're starting to get dehydrated. You know, your body's going into, oh, shit, I need out of here mode.
The oh, fuck mode.
Yeah.
Fuck, dude. That's crazy.
Like, your
crazy.
Primal instincts take over. Like, you know those bears that chew through their legs and shit?
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's,
or like,
it's true,
when,
though.
Like when a guy takes a chick home from the bar and falls asleep and wakes up and she's totally horrible and he, like, chews his arm off. That's happened before. True
well,
story.
No, check this out. It kind of reminds me of this check movie
this
I just watched
out.
Today. It's one of those animated movies I thought was really cool. Igor or whatever. But, like, he invented this little rabbit thing. It's like this little tormented looking rabbit, and it's indestructible and
really
it's immortal, but it hates life and wants to die.
Huh,
and keeps
familiar.
Trying to kill itself constantly, but it can't die, so
that's
it's pretty funny.
Awesome.
Is this a kid's movie?
Yeah, kind
yeah.
of.
Whoa.
It's
fuck
really
yeah.
cool though. It, like, he just sits there with a block of dynamite, blows himself up, and then pops back and he's like, God damn it. But, like, anyway, in the movie they're all trapped hanging
Is it
upside
a cartoon?
Down by kind of. It's like an animated movie.
It's like a Pixar movie,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. But it's really cool, though. We should totally watch it. I didn't get to see the beginning. But they're all trapped upside down, hanging from their feet, and they're like, you know, doom is, you know,
Imminent,
right?
Word.
And the rabbit just, like, all of a sudden fucking pulls his handle, like, gets out somehow, like, pulls his handle and lets them all drop. And they all look at him like, what the fuck? And they're like, he looks back at him. He goes, what? Like, it's the first time I've chewed through my feet.
Wow.
Or I've chewed my feet off. It was great. Then he holds his feet. He grabs his feet from the thing. And he's like, whoever said rabbit's feet are lucky is an idiot. Like,
they are clever
wow.
over there at the Pixar Labs.
It was
labs.
Awesome, dude.
Is that a Tim Burton movie or something? Jeez.
I don't know, dude. But it's really demonic. It's all about mad scientists and shit. It's pretty cool. It's pretty sweet.
Is it totally
Did
metal?
They totally pay
yeah,
you to say
cool.
that?
Is it brutal?
It's pretty brutal. It's pretty cool. Like, they're all bent on being evil and shit.
Hating life and killing yourself is cool. Remember, kids.
No, but the bunny was awesome, dude. He's like, I want to die. I want to fucking die. And I can't die. This is gay. It was really cool.
That's a symbol for society. We all just love, like,
it was
laughing
a typical emo
things
kid.
That hate life and just want to kill it.
It was a total... emo
That's beautiful.
Kid. But it was really cool. It was my favorite character out of the whole fucking movie.
This
awesome.
Nibbler's a movie about an animated pessimist.
Yes.
Brilliant.
Yes.
I'm glad they did it first.
Anyway.
So.
We should watch that.
Yeah. They said that there was a little bit of fat that remained and he was in and out of consciousness.
That fatty tissue just freaks me out looking at it. I'm like, blah, blah, blah.
It sounds like, quote, it sounds like maybe there was a nerve there that prevented him from completing the amputation. Mm. So not even the bone, like, he just struck a nerve and was like, that's it, I'm done, fuck that. That's so crazy. That's hardcore, man. That's some balls. Mets had been working to replace the fins on his furnace when his arm became trapped. A friend said he and others grew worried when the dude who lives alone did not show up for work and missed a Tuesday night softball game. Work, we understand. Softball, whoa. Somebody get to his house. There might be trouble.
He might be stuck.
He might be stuck with his arm in the fucking...
Furnace. Right. And gangrenous.
That's horrible. How could you do that, though? Like, you couldn't get it out. I would like to think I would just shred the fuck out of my arm, but I would get it out, you know? Like, could you be that stuck, really?
I've got
in
my
a
arm
furnace?
Stuck in a vending machine.
Of course you did. How much did you weigh when that happened?
I have, like, smaller than I am now. What? I was doing.
But I mean, like a furnace. I don't. How can you do that? I don't get it.
Hey guys, Bearcat wants us to pose for a photo op.
What?
Let's all do it.
Bear this kid.
The show is almost over. Please just, I know you all have ADD. Just bear with me.
He just wants to all look at the camera really quick.
Everybody all look at the camera. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, yeah.
Thank you for that. Appreciate it.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what a podcaster looks like.
Bear Kid's a girl?
I have no idea.
Do you just call everyone online she until otherwise stated?
Wait, I think I said he, didn't I?
I heard she.
I don't know.
Huh.
I don't know.
Could be Bear Girl.
I'm about to have a fucking aneurysm right now from coughing for half the episode.
All right, so, well, yeah, they got him out and he's fine, I guess. He's probably going to lose the arm, though, probably.
Well, so. If he already, yeah, it's gone, dude. Yeah, there's no hope for getting that back if it has gangrene. Like, the only solution for gangrene is to cut it off.
You can't, like, right? pour some peroxide on there
no,
and just
dude,
fucking
gangrene,
call it good?
It can't quite do the trick.
Gangrene, like, fucking deteriorates the flesh and shit. It makes it, like, it turns into this putrid, fucking nasty, pussing stuff.
Decomp. Going into
yeah.
full decomp
yeah,
while
like
you're alive.
Yes.
Huh.
Yes. That's
right
what
on.
Fucking King What's-His-Face has on his leg.
Yeah, King Henry VIII, man. Not
right.
doing so hot.
Yes.
Not doing so
no,
good.
No. I so. Would not want that.
Well.
You ever had an infection so bad where you actually get the stupid red line? That
no, I'm healthy. I'm healthy.
No,
I don't get infections, actually. STDs or otherwise, ladies.
Anyway, I had a fucking gnarly ass burn right
good
here.
To know.
On my forearm. And it was, it got infected and I fucking watched the red line of infection go all the way up my arm and
that's
stopped
staph,
at my armpit.
And you almost died.
Yeah, it went. I got all the way up to my fucking armpit before it stopped.
You know where
it
goes
me out.
Do you know where it goes after your
to
armpit?
Your heart.
Right.
Yeah.
So you almost died. Congratulations.
It was that close, dude.
How'd you fix it? Just tied one off and
I don't know. They
little...
put me full of a bunch of fucking meds when I was like, Mom, what's this line?
Pour a little JD on it. You'll be fine, honey. Hit a hurt her. Well, anything else before we get the fuck out?
You're a nerd. I'm not a redneck. And he's sad and lonely. Someone needs to fuck him.
I'm going to go.
Oh, and he needs to get better.
Me too. Somebody needs to fuck me.
I already did, dude. Like, right before
somebody
true.
Else. Tired of
it. What?
Tired of it.
I'm not sad and lonely.
You know what? You only get green M&Ms. You're never allowed to have red. Okay?
You give me pity fucks, and that's not fun anymore.
Hey, you know
moving
what?
On. Moving on. Bigger and better things.
What? All right. You know what? This is over.
End the show, please.
Okay, thank you so much for listening. Email info@thegymhold.com if you would like to sit in for me and fuck my boyfriend for me.
No, don't say that. You might get a message or two.
And if you would also volunteer for homicide.
Make sure you donate some money so I can buy some more medication.
Thejamhole.com/donate. Save Sean's life. Email info@thejamhole.com. 462-44-4687, of course. And send us stuff to our P.O. box, like drugs for Sean.
Or drugs for me.
Or just right. drugs for anybody, really.
Really. I
really.
Mean, for the kids.
Yeah.
Kids. We'll see you guys Monday. Peace.
Bye.
You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. .com.